Okay, today we begin a brand new book of the Bible, getting close to the end of the Old Testament. We are in the book of Zechariah, and we begin our study today in verse 1. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 1 of the book of Zechariah is where we begin. And it is a call to the return. It's a call for God's people to return to the Lord their God because they had been backslidden. And it says in verse 1, in the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. Zechariah receives the word of God around October or November 520 BC. Verse 2, the Lord was very angry with your forefathers. And the forefathers referred to their grandfathers and great-grandfathers. Israel had been backslidden for many generations. And God was angry with them because they refused to obey him. The only time God gets angry is when his people disobey him or when people sin. Verse 3, therefore tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. God is saying, if you come back to me and start obeying me, then I will help you. I will have fellowship with you again, and I will help you, like in the past. You return to me, I'll return to you. Verse 4, do not be like your forefathers, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord Almighty says, turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they did not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Where are your forefathers now? And the prophets, do they live forever? And so the earlier prophets warned that God would punish the people if they didn't repent. Well, they didn't repent, so God sent them into exile. He punished them severely. And so the people are gone. The former generation, they are gone. And even the current generation, they are gone out of the land. They are either dead or they're in exile because they wouldn't obey. Verse 6. But did not my words and my decrees which I commanded my servants the prophets overtake your forefathers? Then they repented and said, the Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do. You know, when the Israelites finally quit trying to run from the word of God, that's when they repented. The word of God isn't going away, so you might as well not run from it. You might as well not hide from it. It's not going away. No matter how hard one tries to ignore it, the word of God is something that people have to deal with. Verse 7. On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. Zechariah receives this word from God. Now another time, this time on February 15th, 519 BC, about 3 months after the first revelation in the earlier verses here in this chapter. So about 3 months later, he receives this revelation from God. Verse 8, during the night, I had a vision, and there before me was a man riding a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in a ravine. Behind him were red, brown and white horses. And so the man on the red horse, of course, these are symbolic horses and symbolic drivers or riders. And the man on the red horse could be actually the Lord himself in the form of a man or possibly an angelic messenger, certainly a representative of God, if not God himself. And not good news, because red is the color of war, and red is also the color of bloodshed in the Bible. Verse 9, I asked, what are these, my Lord? The angel who was talking with me answered, I will show you what they are. Zechariah wanted to know the meaning of this vision and these horses and these riders, and that's good that he wanted to know because God wants to tell him and tell everybody in Israel and tell us as well. So here we go, verse 10. Then the man standing among the myrtle trees explained, they are the ones the Lord has sent to go throughout the earth. God says, these are my agents. That's who they are. I'm sending them throughout the earth. They will report on what's happening in the land. So they're going to inform me. Verse 11. And they reported to the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees, we have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and in peace. Well, the world was pretty comfortable at this point. Even though they were in sin, they were pretty comfortable. But that's because God had not judged. He had not judged them yet. They're going to become uncomfortable pretty quick. Verse 12. Then the angel of the Lord said, Lord Almighty, how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah, which you have been angry with these 70 years? And so, how gracious is this good angel, this angel of the Lord, probably the Son of God himself in a pre-incarnate, pre-Bethlehem incarnation of Jesus. And he is very gracious. He prays on behalf of the Israelites. He is sympathizing with them because of their 70-year captivity that they were taken into because of their long-time rebellion against God. So he says, how long before you have mercy on these people, God? 13. So the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. So God gave words of encouragement to his people. And we see from this that even in his wrath, God is gracious. He gives hope to his children, even when he must chastise them. Verse 14, then the angel who was speaking to me said, proclaim this word. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I am very jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion. God says, I love my people very much. And because of that strong love that he has for his people, he's going to do something about all the harsh treatment that she has received and she has endured from her enemies. Verse 15. But I am very angry with the nations that feel secure. I was only a little angry, but they added to the calamity. You see, God used these heathen nations, Assyria and Babylon, to punish his sinning people Israel. But Assyria and Babylon went way too far in their punishing. They tried to wipe the Israelites off the face of the earth. And God is angry because of their arrogance and because of their cruelty and because they had thought to do such a terrible thing to God's people. Now when you hear Iran, the president of Iran in the news saying that they are going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Now, how do you think that makes God feel? Not too happy with the president of Iran, I would say, even though the Israelites are in rebellion against God themselves. Verse 16. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem, declares the Lord Almighty. And so God withheld his mercy from Israel for a long time to punish them because of their sin, but now he's going to be merciful to them again, and he will help them rebuild Jerusalem too, which their enemies have destroyed. Verse 17, proclaim further, this is what the Lord Almighty says, my towns will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. So God is saying, I'm not just going to restore my people. I'm going to fill them with good things. I'm going to bless them, just like they were before I had to punish them. See, God is very anxious to not just restore his sinning people when they repent and confess, but also to bless them again. Maybe even more than what they were blessed in the first place. That's the kind of God we serve. Verse 18, then I looked up, and there before me were four horns. Now, horns are symbolic of strength in Scripture. And the prophet saw four horns here. And here, these horns probably referred to Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, and Medo-Persia. Those were the four great world powers which had been in the world up until the time of this prophecy here in the book of Zechariah. So these horns refer to Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, the four world powers that had existed up until this point. Verse 19. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, "What are these?" He answered me, "These are the horns that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." And the four horns represent countries which had given Israel a hard time in the past. Verse 20. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, "What are these coming to do?" He answered, "These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could raise his head. But the craftsmen have come to terrify them and throw down these horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter its people." So the craftsmen are seen cutting off the horns. God is saying by this vision, he's saying, "I'm taking away the strength of those nations which have hurt my people. They went too far. They were arrogant, thinking that they were stronger than Israel's God, so I'm going to humble them." Lesson: all the enemies of God, all the enemies of God's people will one day be defeated, will one day be humbled, just like what is about to happen right here. Thank you for spending this time with me. Next time, Zechariah chapter 2. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.